Hello.
Were you a Three Stooges fan?
I don't know that I would call myself a fan, but they were. When I came home from school in the afternoons, we had several independent stations that would play things from syndication, including Our Gang and the Three Stooges. So I'm familiar with their work.
Both Drew and I are big Three Stooges lovers.
I see.
Okay, well, thanks. It was a great show, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Happy New Year.
Daniel,
Yes, Scott.
you're very low key.
Well, unlike you, I'm just got done with work, and so I haven't had a chance to be anything other than work. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent. I put some things on the
I noticed.
Trello. You have not put any things on the Trello. No, you haven't.
No.
No, you haven't. Yes?
I want you to do me a little tiny favor.
Oh, God. Yes?
No, I just want you to mention something.
Oh, yes.
As a, it's going to be an inside joke that I won't get into. I hope you will forgive me for that. But I would love for you to say at some point during our show, throw it in, that you had gotten a scholarship to Princeton, but you turned them down.
Okay.
Just anywhere you want to work it in, it would be great.
Okay. I had gotten a college scholarship to Princeton.
Yes, but you turned them down.
Turned them down so that I could work for Yale.
That's it.
Trying to figure out this thing.
How's Zach?
He is fine. He is, I believe, about to go to the grocery store.
I watched your latest video this morning.
Well, wasn't, I mean, I just posted it an hour ago, so it wasn't this morning.
Daniel, do you have to make a fucking
I'm
argument
just
out
saying
of
your morning. Your morning.
every goddamn sentence has
I
to be a,
want to make sure that you.
I do not want to have a Socratic friendship,
Okay, I just want to
Daniel.
make sure you're talking about the same video that I just posted. So, the one this morning. Well, I didn't, it wasn't this morning. I didn't post it until like three.
Well, then the way you do that, Daniel, is you say, "Oh, you mean the one with where we got 94,000 Mortimer mouse pins?"
Oh, you mean the
And
one where. Wait, was that Mortimer?
I have no idea. It didn't look like a mouse to me, Daniel. That did not look like a mouse. Now, didn't I know he had Oswald the Rabbit.
Yes, Oswald the
Did
Lucky Rabbit.
he have somebody else around that time that
Yeah, Mortimer.
was
Mortim Timmer Mouse. I'm Googling it now. Doesn't really look like him.
Are you recording this, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, good. And you'll make sure that the record gets hit when we're doing the show, right?
Yes, unlike last
Okay.
time, because I screwed up last time. And it sounded like poopy.
Well, I would say that you were a little loud and I was a little soft for the beginning times, but
Yes.
I'm not going to. We all make mistakes, Daniel.
Do we?
Well, some of us less than others.
All right, so I'm going to show you a picture of Mortimer Mouse, but then I gotta find this pen again. So here's. All right. Share screen. This will be fascinating to the level 13 folks.
It's real life, baby.
right, so here is a photo from the internet of Mortimer Mouse.
Yeah, that's him. It's just that the pin is very strange because I can tell the pant he had the same pants, and Mortimer Mouse's ears were flatter than Mickey's. Mortimer didn't get a lot of play, did he?
No, not at all. In fact, Walt, the story goes, I
Was he
believe,
gay?
no. Story go, well, I have no knowledge of that one way or the other. The story goes that Mickey Walt wanted to call Mickey Mortimer, and Lily said that's a horrible name. So that's how Mickey became Mickey. And then,
is there any truth to the oft times spewed by himself that Mickey was named after Mickey Rooney?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely the pin you got.
That's Mortimer dancing with Minnie there. Yeah, he did not show up much. He was like, he was Mickey's brother, and he showed up in like one or two cartoons. So anyway, that was Mortimer Mouse. So yeah, we got the Mortimer Mouse pins. That was fun. I'm assuming that was Casey Jr. That was the other one. I wasn't quite sure, but I was fairly sure that that was Casey Jr.
We had a ride at Disneyland.
Correction. You still have a ride at Disneyland.
Is Casey Jr. train still there?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
I believe so. I think I saw it last time I was there. Now I'm going to check.
It surprises me because I would have thought that that was so of another time that they would have gotten rid of it. But no, but they take away the fucking sky buckets and they leave the Casey Jr. train.
Here is a Casey Jr. Circus Train full POV ride experience in Fantasyland, Disneyland 2018. So, at least as of 2018, it was there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows now? Disneyland has been closed for 9 months. The castle may not even be there.
Why do you always shit all over that castle?
Well, because it's so tiny and my shits are so big that it's just really easy to hit it, you know.
You do understand that the concept of forced perspective, don't you? And the limited amount of land at that time.
I do. It probably came from... No, you don't care about this, but when I took Zach to Disneyland, I went to a store on Main Street, to the first store on Main Street, and I asked for a first-time visitor pin. And the cast member in there basically threw it at us.
Really?
And we just got attitude from cast members all day long. And...
Ooh, that's weird.
Because here, when he went to his first time here, we did the same thing. We went into a store. I said, I would like a first-time visit pin. Oh, what is your name, Zach? And they wrote Zach on his button and welcomed him to Disney World. We did not get that at Disneyland. We got the, here's a pin. And we also got, what took you so long? And it wasn't like a one-off. At least three or four different cast members during the course of the day said to him when they saw his pen, what took you so long?
Is it possible? I'm not making excuses for these people, but is it possible because Disneyland has been around since 1955 that they thought that was a funny joke, or that was one of the lines that you could use when someone asked for a first-time pin?
Yeah, no,
and they were just doing it poorly?
Yes, I will agree with that. But then the other thing that happened is Zach would say I've been to Disney World, but this is my first time to Disneyland. And they went, oh, well, we're better. And they all did that to a person. Like they would poo-poo on Disney World. And so that's got me to thinking. I'm like, you guys got this little toy princess castle here. Like the pictures of Main Street USA in Disneyland look like there's nothing at the end of the street because the castle is so dinky from the train station.
Forced perspective.
I think where they dropped the ball in my mind is they neglected to keep the trees around the castle trimmed to a forced perspective level. So now, you know,
well, it was, or, you know,
70 years
it
later,
it was before Manscaped.
70 years later, the oak trees are, I don't even know if they're oaks, but the trees near the castle dwarf it. So,
well, see, there's a theme.
What?
Dwarfs.
Mm-hmm. But then I am one of those people that also gets incredibly annoyed when I read an article about Florida and they call it the happiest place on earth. And I'm like, that's not our slogan. That's California. And I also get really annoyed when they call it Snow White's castle or Cinderella's castle or any of those.
Isn't our Sleeping Beauty, isn't it Sleeping Beauty's castle?
Yes.
Isn't ours?
Yes. Yours is Sleeping Beauty.
Is yours Sleeping Beauty's too?
No, ours is Cinderella Castle.
Oh.
They're not possessive. In the same way that Buckingham Palace, there was a family named Buckingham, but it's not called Buckingham's Palace. It's called Buckingham Palace. Windsor Castle is not called Windsor's Castle. So it's just a thing in architecture where they don't use possessives for buildings.
Am I smelling methane?
No, I looked this up.
Oh, okay.
Because I always wondered why it was Cinderella Castle and not Cinderella's Castle. And I looked it up, and those were the exact examples from the article. It's like...
Not surprising. I didn't know that there was actually a Buckingham family.
Yes. Let's see.
That the castle was named, or they lived there, or
they were the people that were there when it was built. Let's see. Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace.
We're looking on the Wikipedia here. The first houses on the site. Buckingham House, the first Duke of Buckingham in Normandy.
But that would be a place, not a name. The Duke of Buckingham. Buckingham would be a place. Yeah. So I did smell methane, and you didn't know what you're talking about with Buckingham Palace. That's all. I just wanted to
clear still not
up.
Called Buckingham's Palace.
Okay, but I'm being Socratic here.
That's fine. I'm also looking... to see if there, just because it's the name of a place doesn't mean that it wasn't also a name of a person.
Right.
These two are not mutually exclusive. Felt the house, which forms the architectural core of the palace, was built for the first Duke of Buckingham in Normandy to the design of William Wynde. The style chosen was of a large 3-4 central block. Buckingham House was eventually sold by Buckingham's legitimate son, Sir Charles Sheffield.
Oh, so their name was Sheffield.
Mm-hmm. Well, his illegitimate son, hold on, his illegitimate son, which he would be unlikely to have the same last name.
Oh God, this is so dull. And I, as opposed to you who enjoy this kind of Socratic bullshit, I hate it. I smell methane. I know I smell methane. Mm-hmm. Now I know when I smell methane. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da,
da. I'm just Googling one more thing. Hold on.
Okay. He's still being Socratic.
No, I'm not being Socratic. I'm just curious now.
What is the name of our exclusive group again?
Level 13.
Level 13. I keep thinking Prime 13.
Why is this that you think these things?
Because I'm old. I'm old and I don't remember things. And level 13 is unusual. Not bad. It's just an unusual name. Level 13. It's like Callbox 7.
Which was the idea. Seven. When I workshopped the name with our executive producer over on Mix Minus, the concept was to go with something that could be something, but isn't really something. Kind of like...
That Darn Elvis?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we went with level 13 because it sounded like a thing, even though it's not really a thing.
Dun 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 dun
dun.
Uh oh. You want out? Poor Zach. Get out, Zach.
This is my. I don't want to pick him up because he is.
It's okay. You don't need to.
Here's Buzzy.
Oh God, she's beautiful.
Here's Buzzy.
Beautiful baby.
He's very old.
And yes, yeah, she's very calm.
Then the other one is in the doorway.
Uh-oh. Talking.
He wanted to record a podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Cat House.
Buzzy, can you leave now?
While Daniel is picking up his pussy, we have a moment to say hello to our level 13. Level 13. Level 13.
All right, people. He's not going to leave.
Okay.
We are going to do that thing today. PWDO.
PWDO.
There are many members of Level 13 listening to this right now that know exactly what I'm talking about because they were fans of Vera Speaks, .. for real.
Podcasting with door open.
Correct.
Son of a gun.
Correct.
Wow.
All right, he just
that
left.
Was an allusion. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Hey, there will be no racism on this show.
I know.
They're getting rid of that ride. It's been fast-tracked. I'm so excited about that.
That was Splash Mountain that
yes.
involved itself in? Yeah.
Yes.
And those were characters from America Sings in our neck of the woods.
They were, because Disney was on a budget back then and repurposed a lot of them.
I wonder if they're going to be on a budget because of this shit that's been going on.
Probably not.
Because they're so fucking rich.
I don't know if you heard their last... I am a stockholder. The Disney earnings report. The last one.
With a park that's completely closed down for 9 months and they're still raking it in.
Well, yeah, because they had 61 million subscribers to Disney Plus, and those are paying subscribers. So, yeah, they made a few movies that made a few billion dollars earlier in the year. So,
and they have the balls to charge what they charge. Let's make a show, Daniel. Let's make a show. I'm going to start recording. And now I am officially on the air.
Okay.
I think it's me, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Okay.
You ready?
I am indeed ready.
One, two, three, four!